Hello, everybody. Welcome. Don't you think Rachel Maddow is a big mouth? Or how would you like it if your freedoms and your choices were taken away by these unfair liberals? I mean, I've been listening to all the media, and the only thing I can come to the conclusion of is that the media just doesn't like a president who doesn't serve in politics. He's started a business, he's made billions of dollars, he's continuously growing, and his next step was the presidency, but if people think it's bad, you should look at some of these other countries. At least we're getting a chance to relive, survive, thrive through the hard times and the bad times and the good times in America. I don't understand something. I really don't. I don't understand why people talk about history when history has been written 10 times over and every time it's the same. Except for one thing. The characters do change. I remember when there was a president called Obama in office. I remember when there was a president called Bush in office. I remember these presidents because they're part of history. But the one thing I remember most about Obama is that he tried to fail America and he succeeded because the Dems don't like success. They enjoy failure. They enjoy failure more than they enjoy success because it means that in their time of need, they will always succeed beyond what people think. So how can we fail? Ask the Democrats. Coming soon, a promotion. So if we're going to go full on left, let's take it to the next level. The next corsage, we should say. We got AOC, the stuck up nosy little wench that she is, and we got the Democrats. Well, they're all in impeachment. We have to impeach Trump. We have to get him out of office. He's a destructionist to America. He's the worst enemy to American civil liberties, and he destroys the Constitution. But yet, I haven't seen him destroy it. I've seen him make it stronger. I've seen him succeed where everybody else has failed. So if you want to talk about civil liberties, let's talk about this. Let's put this in perspective. We've got AOC of New York. We've also got the Schumers of New York. We got the Pelosi's of California. We've got a lot of those people all over the world who just don't care about America. But yet, we got Trump. Let's see. He's lowered the taxes. He's made it more affordable. He's done the things that need to be done in the hard times. And he's cracked down on the bullshit in D.C. So, what is it? Is it the fact that he stands on his own 2 feet? No, it can't be that, because that would mean that on an equal playing field, the world would be a destructionist, superficial, artificial life form, would have no resemblance of individuality, and the Democrats would have everything they wanted. Little minions running throughout the world, never having a personal life, always living under one rule. And at the end of the day, the failure would come when you'd see these Dems get the light right under their asses lit off. Because people would start falling back to good old reliable civil rights and civil war. We as the people of America should accept the things in the past fortune has never favored those of the future, but it is a clear sign that America is moving forward at a predictable rate. Yet the Democrats write their own tune to try and voice the reasons of America. Now, I would put this in perspective. If I was to sit down with the president during a podcast and ask the tough questions, I guess the tough questions I would ask would be, where would we get all this money for all these taxes? And I'm not talking about rich, I'm not talking about taxing the rich people for being good with their money. I'm not talking about taxing the low-income people for being good with their money. I'm talking about real thinking, clear logic. Do you want to pay double taxes? Yeah, you want to pay that? That's what they're proposing. Here's how this whole thing works. Let's get it straight. This is how it works. So for the top 1%, the people who make millions of dollars invested in the stock market, would get taxed. And then after they get taxed for paying the taxes on the money they've made, they get taxed again for holding on to it, and so on and so on. Pretty soon, the tax that they originally had would be 2 times what it is now because of these Democrats that say they want a free America, but they don't want it the way Trump's doing it. So what happens? The level one taxation turns into a 2-level tax. So you get taxed for making the money, and then you get taxed again for holding on to the money. A double tax system. Now, that means that anybody who makes $1,000 pays taxes, and then you get another tax after you hold on to it for a while. So they virtually double tax you into submission. They don't want you to be rich, but they also don't want you to have a lot of money. And then you got people like Kamala Harris, who would much rather tax you out of a job, raise the taxes so high that the jobs would just vanish. But then you got this problem. See, in order to have an economy, you got to have that revenue flowing and that constant building of understanding. I guess if you're going to talk about it in that form, then we've already failed, because America could not survive on the taxes that the Democrats are proposing. Anytime you propose a revenue tax or double taxation, you create a draw, not just on the income equality, but also on the companies. Companies would leave the United States, go someplace else to get a better deal. So you want to shake it down fair? Let's be fair. If you're flying in a jet from Oregon to New York and the taxpayers are paying for it, then why don't you just drive your car across the country to do it? Instead of flying in a jet, burning all that jet fuel, why don't you just get in a car and drive? And then let's see how you feel. Oh, and make sure that that car's not gas, it's human powered. So you'd have a lot of hills, a lot of mountains, a lot of steep ingrades, a lot of running, and you'd probably be pretty damn tired after trying to get that car up and over one mountain. Because there's some pretty good mountains coming to Oregon from New York. And then you gotta think about this. The truck drivers. The American asphalt kickers that go across this country to deliver our food, our groceries, and everything. And you want to make a Green New Deal? There's a great new deal. If the truck drivers can't run on the highways and can't deliver the food and the groceries to these stores, then you're going to have a lot of hungry Americans who are getting awfully tired of trying to figure out what to eat. But then there's cannibalism, which isn't always an option. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat anybody, so I'd much rather die before I eat somebody. And then you got the drinking problem. people aren't going to drink their own urine, but if worse came to worse, they probably could. The other thing is that where are you going to go to the bathroom if you don't want to burn any fossil fuel? Because to flush the toilet, it uses a little bit of an ingenuity called water. And the replenishment for that water is coming out of what? Your pee? So they recycle it into the regular sewer system and then they send it back out as water? That's got to be a dirty, sick job, don't you think? If you want a deal, talk to the American people. So pretty soon, Brandon's Point of View will become a .com. My blog will go up, and so will a lot of other things. And I'm hoping that I can get it onto an affiliate sooner than I hope. This is a wonderful day in my life. It is the first day of my new business. So stay tuned, because I'm going to talk you through a few things to check out. Thank you. So my .com is coming. My plans are working out perfectly. I can't miss on this one. Brandon's Point of View will be moving to a .com. And pretty soon you'll be able to read my viewpoints and also see my complete business plan for the next 2 years. And I'll have a 5-year plan put together for you not too soon after that. So stay tuned, the website will go up, and you guys will all get to see the great work I do to create entertainment for you. Also, as soon as the internet where I live gets better, I will also start doing live streaming for WWE 2K and NFL Madden and a lot more video games that I'm going to be getting soon. And we also have a new merchandise coming out. We're going to be doing the Madden t-shirts for you Madden podcasters. This is like a spin on what you guys like. If you listen to my podcast or you have any questions or you want to sponsor one of my podcasts, just connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I will make sure that I put a plug in this podcast for you. WWE is proud to announce that at Crown Jewel there will be a 5-on-5 Hall of Famer management team. This 5-on-5 tag team match will be happening at Crown Jewel, and I'll get more information as you do. But don't forget, new subscribers who sign up for WWE Network get the first month free. Go to WWE.com/WWE Network and get your subscription started now. And after 30 days, you get it all for only $9.99 a month. Don't miss Hell in a Cell live this Sunday at 7, 4 Pacific. Also, this Friday on Friday Night SmackDown makes his grand return to Fox. And this could be Brock Lesnar's not-so-hot night if he gets fired before Friday. Stay tuned to WWE.com and the Twitter and Facebook pages. So I guess this is my final thoughts. First of all, there is nothing more that I love doing than this. And this is why I work so hard to create the best variety in my entertainment. And this is why I'm looking for investors or private donations to go to my PayPal and donate. There's a lot of things you can do. There'll be a Q code you can scan to do that. But the work continues. This is not a one-time event. This is multiple times event. I mean, I'm doing this because I love it. I'm doing this because I want to see what people say. I want to hear your opinions just like you want to hear mine. WWE 2K20 is due out this month. And so, this is like my moment. My final thoughts are what I'm going to tell everybody the same every day. But this is my final thought for you guys. As you work through your issues and try to come up with logical, simple, understanding answers, you kind of have to like ask yourself, is it worth the stress? And I guess the only question to that is it worth the time? And the answer would be yes. The answer would be that it is worth the time because we work so hard at it. We do what we love because we love to do it. I'm creating understanding, I'm creating positivity, I'm giving something more than just myself to this whole process. And in the long run, when you think about it, we all do things for a reason. It may not be understandable, it may not even be relatable, but at the end of the day, what we do makes us who we are. Who we are as a person is so much more than who we can be. You know, entertainment's my favorite thing to do, and I'm always learning and experiencing new things with entertainment. And I'm creating a process of ideas. I'm creating a thought of talking about key issues in the world. And one of the biggest issues that I see in the world is hate. Our news, the news that I've seen that promotes the worst is MSNBC, CNN, and all those smaller news agencies like CBS, ABC, and NBC. All these news agencies are out to destroy the culture of America. They don't want peace. They don't want prosperity. They want poor, homeless, and unsympathetic people in America. So what happens? What happens when we stop listening? What happens when the thoughts that we have go further than what we actually thought? Here's what happens. We fail to understand the simplest things. If people could actually talk about issues like Antifa, like drought, like homelessness, like veterans, like this whole law enforcement thing, if we could actually talk about it instead of protesting and making illogical circumstances appear and stating illogical facts and pushing the minutiae that we want to fit the time, it doesn't work. It doesn't work here, it doesn't work now, it doesn't work in this century. The reason it does not work is because the people don't want socialism. The people want a thriving, driving economy to move us forward. We can't do double taxation, we can't do triple taxation, we can't even do 5x taxation on money that people have already made. America was not built that way. America was built on the American dream and the American prosperity, and to push things that don't make sense irritates me. So if you want to talk to me about it, go ahead. Talk about it. Hit me up on my email. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on social media. You guys have all that information and more by just listening and understanding that this is America. This is the land of the free, home of the brave, and the American dream. And if we allow extreme socialism to become a part of society, it will destroy us like it did Venezuela. Venezuela has been so badly damaged, their economy so crippled, their infrastructure so bad, that people are fighting just to survive. And we don't need that here in America. We need to move forward, and we need to move beyond impeachment, beyond stupid, illogical things, and we need to talk about the issues. Instead of making comments, bashing Trump, or bashing somebody who believes in him, why don't you come down and talk about it? Why don't you sit down and listen and understand what these people are pointing out? And then, if you don't agree, point something out that you would agree with. But remember, the conversation is two-sided, not one. And yeah, it takes two to make a fight and ten to make a brawl, but we don't need to do that. We need to sit down and have a serious reflection on the issues at hand. Here's my five final things. One, we cannot survive under socialism. Two, we will make a difference if we listen and open up our ears to hearing more than just what we want. Three, there is nothing in America that ever outstates the obvious. And for reasons I have yet to understand, the obvious is very simple. Be who you are, as you always should. Four, never overlook or underestimate the power of persuasion. And five, always listen. Always be aware of the situation and the circumstances to which you're speaking. Because at the end of the day, it's what you say that makes the difference in somebody's life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a wonderful weekend. Wonderful week.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic food.